This is KLAS FM, Los Angeles. Now broadcasting from coast to coast and around the world on web radio at KLASFM.com. Stay tuned for more.
You ready?
WebRadio.com, your internet radio destination for the new millennium. Live anytime.
On any day.
From anywhere. It's WebRadio.com. Nothing can compare to what's happening across the network. So come listen to this station live at WebRadio.com with music,
news,
sports,
whatever your taste.
It's there. WebRadio also has some cool giveaways all the time. Be sure to check it out. WebRadio.com.
Hello, and welcome to Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I am your host, DJ Czar, and I don't really have much of a theme for you today. I just chose some tracks that, you know, have appealed to me recently. This first track I'm going to play for you has some particular emotional significance to me because it's from a game that was very important to me when I was little. And it's a remix of a song that I absolutely adore that I don't think really gets enough attention. And Super Metroid is the game that this is from. It was for the SNES. It came out, I think, in 1992, or sometime around that period. It was a long time ago, but it had a really great soundtrack, and one of my favorite tracks was a particular song that used to play in Meridia, and it was a very haunting kind of echoey kind of thing, and this remix in particular, I thought, just captured that feeling just so perfectly. Like, the first time I heard it, I just got chills all over my body. I was like, this is it. This is exactly what I've always been looking for a remix in this theme. But you can find this at ocremix.org. That's OCREMIX.org. This is by Pixie Trix and Zircon. This is from Super Metroid, as I mentioned, and this is called Kindred.
Thank you.
That was Kindred by Pixie Tricks and Zircon, originally from Super Metroid. You're listening to KLAS 89.7 FM. This is Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. And this next track is kind of interesting. It's from a very, well, I don't know, very might be a little bit excessive, but it's from a fairly obscure old PC strategy game called Ascendancy. And it was Ascendancy had some problems, admittedly. But I enjoyed it. I played it a lot, actually, and probably because it was very easy compared to most strategy games, and, you know, I'm not very good at that kind of thing. But the thing about Ascendancy that really helped it stand out to me is that it had a really good soundtrack. The problem about it is that, to this day, the only copies of the soundtrack that have been found are, you know, copies that have been ripped directly from the CD itself. And I guess to conserve space on the CD when they printed it, the sound quality on the tracks is a little bit lo-fi. I mean, it's not, like, terribly noticeable, but, you know, it's definitely there. I would really love to get, you know, CD-quality versions of these songs, but I'm actually not sure if they even exist. I think these are probably the best quality versions of these you can find anywhere. But Ascendancy had a very, you know, moody, very kind of atmospheric kind of theme to it, and it would play different themes depending on what you were doing. This one tended to play when you were just wandering out in the galaxy, if I remember it correctly. These tracks have no official names because they were ripped directly from the game data, and this particular rip was done by a friend of mine, Ekomono, and he gave them titles just depending on, you know, what the music kind of evoked a feeling in him, and he decided to call this one just after the game itself, Ascendancy. That track you just heard was from an old PC game known as Ascendancy. I recommend checking it out. You can probably find an abandonware for it on the internet if you look. But this is Ultra Mega OK, and we'll be back for more after these messages.
According to scientists who study this stuff, people blink their eyes 20,000 times a day. So if you're not careful, you could easily miss how fast GEICO Auto Insurance starts working on your claim. Often we can handle details in hours instead of days. And in just 15 minutes, or roughly 210 bats of an eye, GEICO could save you 15%. So call GEICO at 1-800-947-AUTO. You may blink twice when you see the savings. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. GEICO Direct, the sensible alternative.
Another great place to use Visa.
They say that on the Champs-Élysées in Paris, the brioche is so delicate and the pain au chocolat so delicious, you'd almost think you were Pike Place Market in Seattle, where you'll find Le Panier, one of the finest French bakeries around. But if you want to taste Le Panier's world-class casse-croûte, bring your serving palette and your Visa card. Because at Le Panier, they take the food to heart, but they don't take the American Express.
For all of your auto repairs, including expert collision work, LA Radiator on Santa Monica Boulevard is the place to go. Located just a few steps east of Vine, LA Radiator offers the fastest service at the lowest cost available anywhere in the area. Whether it's just a tune-up or a major repair, you'll be putting your car in the best hands possible. Don't let the name LA Radiator fool you. They do a lot more than just radiators. Remember, the next time your car needs any repair, try LA Radiator at 6216 Santa Monica Boulevard, located just a few steps east of Vine Street in Hollywood.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Czar, and for those of you who know me, you may know that I'm very much like Pokemon, and it's interesting because the soundtrack of Pokemon is widely considered by most video game remixers to be kind of terrible. And you know, I can see their point, because it was on the original Game Boy, and as a result, the sounds are very, very lo-fi. And there wasn't a lot, well, I guess there was a lot to work with if you really wanted to, but a lot of remixers have, you know, more rich places to dig into, like Chrono Trigger or Final Fantasy VI, but there are a few Pokemon remixes out there. A lot of them aren't very good, and a lot of them are for the anime, the show itself, which actually takes tracks from the games and remixes them all the time, but one of my favorite tracks from the game itself was the music that plays when you fight your rival at the very, very end. And it was this very dramatic, you know, action theme that played when you were fighting there. You know, really pumped up the tension of, oh my god, this is it, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, I was playing when I was younger, so it was very intense for me. And I've always been looking for a remix of it that would really, you know, give a lot of electric guitars and a lot of energy and, you know, that same kind of urgency. And I never really could find one that I liked or really captured that feel, except in this one, however, which I believe Ekamono also pointed out to me, is probably the thing that comes closest to what I was hoping for. It was arranged by a Japanese remixer known as Larka, and I believe they just called this Versus Rival Final Battle.
We'll be right back.
That was the final battle against your rival from Pokemon, rearranged by Larga. I believe they're a Japanese remixer. I really don't actually know much about them. I just got a link to that song from a friend of mine who was like, I know you've always wanted a remix of this particular track, and you know that one was like, yes. It really does capture the kind of frantic feel of that battle, I think. But this next one is from an organization of remixers called, well, I don't know if organization is the right word, but it's a site called the PRC, which, if I remember right, is People's Remix Competition, I believe. I want to say committee, but I don't think that's it. And I don't have the site available right now, but I'm sure if you look up PRC Video Game Remix, it'll probably come up. But either way, basically what they would do is they would take a particular song from a game and have a whole bunch of people remix it in various ways and then, you know, declare a winner. And I went through it and I picked up some stuff, and some of it was pretty good and some of it was kind of lame, but this one actually ended up like kind of growing on me the more I heard it. Something about like the sound of the synths, and like it just had a really nice beat to it, kind of very dancey, which always tends to appeal to me. This original track was from Sonic the Hedgehog 2. It was the Scrambled Egg Zone, I think. This particular version of it is by G Slicer, and he called this Bonaparte's Balls. That was Bonaparte's Balls by G. Slicer, originally from Sonic the Hedgehog 2. It's just basically a very simple kind of dancey track, but, you know, it got stuck in my head a few times. And I believe our final track for tonight is one that, oh, it was just, when I was young, we got this RPG for the SNES called Secret of Mana. And it was, I think it still is, well, not today, but, I mean, at the time, it was one of the very few RPGs that you could play with two people. And because me and my brother used to play games all the time together, this is one of the very few games of the storyline that we can actually play at the same time. And as a result, you know, every day we'd come home from school and then we'd immediately go to the SNES and start playing, you know, Secret of Mana. And, you know, there was a lot of things you could do in Secret of Mana. You could grind your weapons, you could grind your levels, you could spend a lot of time in that game if you want, which is exactly what we did. And as a result, the soundtrack for Secret of Mana has a lot of very fond memories for me. And particularly the track that plays called Prophecy near the end. And, you know, just various tracks. But this particular remix just really kind of just brought that all back. It has this really beautiful guitar work, and it blends these two themes together, Prophecy and, I believe, Secret of the Desert Sands. It just blends them together. It adds these lyrics that really kind of capture how it felt to play Secret of Mana, just all these, you know, these emotions that I have for this game to this very day. And you can find this at ocremix.org. That's OCREMIX.org. This is by Harmony. As I mentioned, this is from Secret of Mana, and this is called Dragon Song.
It's a broken world that we live in. Won't somebody take me away? Won't somebody fly me away? Fly me away.
I would like to thank you for listening, and please tune in next week for more of the same here on Ultra Mega OK.